Spooky here, welcome you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard, through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
SEC fans, college football fans, guess what? There is only 31 undefeated teams in college football currently. Eight undefeated teams in the SEC. We're going to talk about the weekend that was of week four in the SEC and what's up with these gosh dog flipping officials. We're going to dive into it right now here on the Stingray Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out, you're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, look, no. Hey, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
Heath, thank you for leading us off there with the open, but I do have to ask, are you depressed? Because you sounded like you were so depressed that we have 8 undefeated teams left in the SEC. You got to get excited, man. It's college football. It's a Monday. And hey, we're living, man. It's awesome.
1 month into the season, Stephen, who had Mississippi State undefeated 1 month into the season? I did not. I thought they would be maybe 3-1, possibly 2-2.
Yeah.
Never did I think 4-0. Never once.
And what about Vanderbilt?
Another team that I thought they're not going to sneak up on anybody. They're not going to fool anybody this year. Everyone's going to expect them to be good. Vanderbilt upgraded from last year.
Yeah.
Dude, you have to plan against that run game. You have to plan against the passing game and fleet of foot escape artist Diego Pavia. And Steven, they've got the best the best tight end in the SEC by far. Yeah. By far. It's not even close. I like the I believe Kenick is the way you pronounce his name out of Oklahoma. I think he's second, but he's distantly in second.
Yeah.
This is a very awesome Vanderbilt team. Are they college playoff potential? No. But, hey, one team that I did think would be undefeated right now, and I think everyone's catching up to me, and I talked about them all summer long, my dark horse, the Missouri Tigers. Those guys are rocking. They even got, like, half of their home games done yet.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's just completely insane what Eli Drinkwitz is doing up there in Como.
All right. Let's look at the flip side of this. Heath, Who do you feel like is having the worst Monday in the SEC?
That's a no-brainer, man. That is a no-brainer. The loveliest village on the plain, they went to the palace on the plain out in Oklahoma, and now the loveliest village on the plains, they're not happy today. And they got somewhat of a right. Now, look, I'm not an Auburn hater. I'm not an Auburn lover. I don't care what Auburn does. I'm looking at it extremely level-headed. You give up 10 sacks in a game, you do not deserve to win.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to win. The officials didn't help them. Who was the better team on that field Saturday? Auburn was. You can disagree. It's okay. It's America. You have the right to be wrong. Auburn was the better team. Who won the game? Oklahoma. Did the officials take it from them? They took a lot of opportunities away from them. They did. And I guarantee you, this is the story to follow. Before you at me, you just follow this, because I guarantee you 100%, 2,000%, I am right. 100% correct, without zero exception. That crew that called that game last week, I guarantee you they're suspended next week. I guarantee you not everybody on that crew finishes out the season. I guarantee you at least one, if not multiple people on that crew, never work an SEC football game again. I guarantee it.
There is a bad trend ongoing here, because Auburn got hosed against Oklahoma, and I'm sure Alabama fans are laughing, ha, 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 you deserve it, blah, 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 because of the rivalry. But oh, how soon we forget that also Oklahoma was given the benefit of a doubt last year in Norman, Oklahoma, when Alabama traveled out there, when Ryan Williams, they said he was covered up on the line of scrimmage, and the defender for the Oklahoma Sooners was 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Do you see a pattern here, Heath? I think that the SEC is now siding with the two elites now, and you can call Oklahoma and Texas elite when you talk about the dollar signs that they can bring into the SEC. Sorry, Alabama. Sorry, Auburn. When it comes to money, you guys cannot hold a candle to Texas and Oklahoma oil money, and you guys are fixing to be left behind by the Sooners and the Longhorns with the bosom buddies of the SEC.
Well, Stephen, if you want to talk about oil money, nobody in the SEC can hang with Texas and Oklahoma as far as oil money. There's not a single Correct. Team that can hang. I mean, if you're going just straight oil money, no one can hang. And Texas is the winner over Oklahoma. We know this. So, they don't call it Oklahoma tea. They call it Texas tea.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, man, watch out, because I have a feeling that this is going to start. They're going to start siding a little bit more with Texas and Oklahoma because of that money thing. Because let me ask you this, Heath. Who brings in more eyeballs and money, Auburn or Oklahoma? I'm sorry, Auburn. It is Oklahoma. That is the reason.
You're in the right area, but you're on the wrong trail. The question you should be asking is, who has a better chance to make the playoff?
Correct.
Oklahoma or Auburn? And let's face it, Auburn, coming into the season, there was a lot of question marks. There's still a lot of question marks, especially on that offensive line.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma had a lot of question marks too, but they brought in a proven coordinator. They brought in a proven quarterback.
Yep.
Auburn brought in not a proven quarterback, and he still hasn't really proven himself, although I was very impressed with some of the things he did in the game on Saturday. And I am a big fan of Jackson Arnold. I think that kid is going to figure it out. He may not figure it all out this year, but I think he'll figure it out, and then he'll take off. But we've seen the flashes. The one thing that I'll say, Stephen, about the game, the play that I would be most upset with if I was an Auburn fan, the scoop and score there in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Auburn was robbed. Now, they got screwed on a pass interference call down by the end zone, but Auburn ended up scoring on that drive. So they didn't take anything away except for time on the clock. Did Auburn need some more time? Yeah. And I think if Auburn had some more time, would they have won it? I thought they were the better team. I really, really do. But let's face it, Oklahoma is either first or second in winning percentage since like 1999. Playing at home. And so it's either them and Boise State or Boise State and them, one or the other. I can't remember who's one and two, but it's either Oklahoma, Boise State, Boise State, Oklahoma. That's huge. There's a lot of home cooking there. There's a lot of sellouts there. But, man, that was some bad, bad home cooking. And this is why, Stephen, I'll say this before we go to break. This is why I absolutely think, you know what? I'll save that thought till after the break. I will save it. Because it means so much, and I want to get your take on it. This is how you can clean it up, SEC. College football fans, SEC fans should demand this. I'll talk about it here right after the break.
All right, so we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we are also going to discuss the other disappointments of this weekend. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Be back in a flash. It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. How would you like to live where you love in the state of Alabama? Whether it is your upsizing, downsizing, retiring at the beach, or relocating for your job, then you are going to want to contact Celeste Hagler, owner of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, with brokers in Tuscaloosa, Orange Beach, and Huntsville. They can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Once again, that is 205-861-5698, and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals anywhere across the state of Alabama. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. Before the break, we were talking about the egregious refereeing and officiating of the Auburn and Oklahoma game. And Heath, going ahead and finish up your thought before we move on.
We hold coaches to this high standard. Coaches have to talk to the media after the game. We hold players to a high standard. Players have to talk to the media after the game. These officials, why don't we hold them to a higher standard?
Yeah.
Why don't they take calls from folks in the media? Why don't they have a press conference? I think that's very important. I think there would be so many press conferences. I think our officials do a phenomenal job. I think they do a great job. Mm-hmm. But there's times they don't. And Stephen, let's admit, they're human. They're going to make mistakes. Again, I don't blame them on that trick play call, that dirty trick play that Oklahoma ran there toward the end of the second quarter, right before half. I don't blame them because you never see that. I mean, that's something that happens maybe not even once in a decade. Mm-hmm. Maybe once in a couple of decades. I mean, that was a dirty, you know, dirty play. It was just foul. It was ill-intended, and they did it, and then they tried to lie about it. I was like, oh, no, it's a tempo play. Bull crap. We're not buying it. But to fix this, the officials need to have a press conference, a mandatory press conference, because the coaches do.
Yeah.
The players do. Why can't the officials do the same? I think the officials should absolutely have a press conference after every single game. And I think the accountability will be held up there. Stephen, how many times have we seen it where a team that's ranked in the top 25, they're playing red, smoking hot, maybe had a loss or two at the beginning of the season, but come November, they are rolling and they've got it all figured out. And they're playing a top five, top 10 SEC team.
Yeah.
That's trying to get better bowl, get into the conversation, get into the playoff, whatever it might be. And yet we see that team get screwed. We see that several times a year, every year in the SEC. SEC's not the only conference. The Big 12 had that problem. You know, we see it in every conference, ACC. We see it in every one, especially the Big 10. We see that over and over and over and over. Why can't we hold these officials, you know, to a higher standard and have a press conference? And I guarantee you it cuts that crap out.
I'll take it a step further, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. Do away with conference officials. Do it like they do in the NFL. Get a pool of them and send them to different conferences every single week. Do away with the conference officials for the Power Five and the Group of Five. Then we don't have this crap.
Well, you know what, Stephen? We could do both of those things. You don't have to have conference officials and make them take questions afterwards.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Both of those
things. Here's my deal. When you go back and you think of all the bowl games, the regular bowl games that happen, how many plays are we talking about where there's no targeting, this targeting, pass interference, not pass interference, no trick play, no gadget play, holding, not holding. You know why? We never hear that because the officials have no dog in the fight because they're officiating two teams from another conference.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, you asked me in the first segment, who's having the worst weekend? I said Auburn. What team other than Auburn is having an absolutely horrible weekend? Because I sure know the answer to that.
We already knew that Florida's back was against the wall against Miami. So I'm going to ignore that one altogether. I'm going to say Arkansas.
You are correct.
Because Arkansas, 2 weeks in a row, get it, 2 weeks in a row, driving late in football games, regardless of the other circumstances, if they don't fumble the football away, they drive down and potentially kick game-winning field goals.
Yeah, and this is not the first time. I mean, we saw it happen against Ole Miss last week.
Yep.
They had lost to Ole Miss similar to that before.
Yes.
That Ole Miss-Arkansas game is just crazy every year.
Yeah.
Sadly, before, you know, our favorite Uncle Sam, you know, before Sam became head coach there at Arkansas, Arkansas usually won that game against Ole Miss. Since Sam Pittman got there, Arkansas's fallen short. I remember there was one blowout a couple of years ago. Sam Pittman blew them out really bad. Blew Ole Miss out tremendously bad. But for the most part, he hasn't done good against Ole Miss. And I'm kind of with you, Stephen, about the Florida-Miami thing. I thought that Billy Napier could make that a close game.
I honestly think the Florida Gator players have given up on coach. I really do. Because when you play a very clean football game in the first half, very few penalties, and actually no turnovers in the first half, and you only have 32 yards of offense at halftime against Miami, you got issues, and your team has pretty much given up. And Florida, in that ball game, the final stats, Heath, 0-for-13 on third down. Man, that Florida Gator team has checked out.
You know, DJ Lagway didn't get that many reps in spring, didn't get many reps before we started the season due to injury. And I think you're seeing so much of that. Everyone keeps talking about that, so I'm not going to harp on it much longer.
Yeah.
But I just think this is crazy, man. I just think this is absolutely crazy what we're seeing.
And here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. Florida has a horrible schedule coming up. But I don't think that's the case for Arkansas. Because here's the deal. Arkansas has lost two games on two plays. If they knock off Notre Dame this weekend, which is a possibility because Notre Dame has the same issue as Arkansas, they can't stop anything. If Arkansas was to upset Notre Dame on Saturday, then we're right back to square one again. Do you keep Sam Pittman again? Yada, yada, yada.
The one thing that I just don't know with Arkansas, and you touched on it right there, they've lost two games, and it's basically over two turnovers, and you can't blame Sam Pittman for those turnovers. Right. That's on the players.
Right.
That's 100% on the players. You know, there's an old saying in baseball, you lose by two or more runs, that's on the players. You lose by one, that's on the coach. That's on the manager.
Yeah.
You know, here it is, a one-possession game. You can't really say that about, you know, Sam Pittman. Did Sam Pittman tell him to fumble the ball? No, Sam Pittman told him to do everything. But, you know, it's a sticky situation. But I will say this, Steven. This is what, Sam Pittman's sixth year, I do believe. There's a track record there. There's a track record.
Heath, Arkansas against Memphis, 500 yards of offense. That wins you a lot of games, a lot of games in college football, but they had three turnovers. And I'm pulling up the stats from a week before against Ole Miss. Arkansas had 526 yards of offense. So obviously the problem is not the offense. Yes, it is with the fumbling, but the mechanics is working. It's just that defense is so bad. So, Heath, we've got to take yet another break. And when we come back, we are going to give you who we think for the first few weeks of the season, as we've had 4 weeks, who the best team in the SEC is. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will be right back.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores!
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide start SEC play against the Georgia Bulldogs. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. That's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide. 100.9.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football? Events. And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Welcome back inside the Stingray Show, and we are doing a recap of week number 4. We have no guests this evening, so it's Heath and I going back and forth and giving you our thoughts. And Heath, let's go ahead and have a fun discussion here through the first 4 weeks of this season going into week number 5. If you had to say right now who you think would meet up in Atlanta based off the football that we have seen for the SEC championship game, who would that be?
Oh, Steven, I'm looking at the SEC rankings right now. Only one team's played 2 games. It's Ole Miss. I don't think they'll do it. I am LSU. I was so high on that offensive line, man. I don't know. Could they figure it out? Yeah. LSU's a distant maybe. I say no. Missouri? It could be, but I doubt it. It could be. I don't think it's Oklahoma. I don't think it's Vanderbilt. So I'm going to say Georgia. I can't believe I'm about to say this, Steven. Georgia and A&M, if the SEC championship is today, and I am not sold on either one of those schools. Like, the SEC is completely up for grabs.
Yeah.
It is completely up for grabs. I mean, look at the one-loss teams. Texas, Bama, Auburn, Tennessee. But all the one-loss teams I have more, I think more of, it could be in Atlanta than the undefeated teams right now. I'm not buying it. So, but if I had to guess right now, Georgia and A&M, and I don't like that answer. I think it's ugly. What about you?
Based off the football that I've seen for the first 4 weeks of the season, if the SEC championship game was played today, it is going to be, and these fan bases are not going to like it. As a matter of fact, none of the SEC fan bases outside of these two will like this. I'm going to go with an old Big 12 matchup that they don't like one another, Missouri and Oklahoma. I think both of those teams have played the best football in the SEC for the first 4 weeks of the season. Outside of that, I have question marks about every other football team.
I liked what Oklahoma had done and did in the first 3 weeks. I just was not impressed with Oklahoma this past weekend.
Even with the 10 sacks? Come on, man.
I think that was more of an Auburn issue than Oklahoma dominate. Well, second half, I kind of give a little bit more credit, especially on that last drive. I kind of give a little bit more credit to Oklahoma on those sacks. But I'm just – do I think Oklahoma's really good? Yes. Do I think Oklahoma could make the playoffs? Probably not, but maybe. They're going to need some help, I think. I know they're undefeated right now, but I think they're going to need some help. I just – and the SEC officials like to help them this past weekend. I said it. You can't find me. But, Stephen, this is just – this is weird. I mean, look, I'm going to quickly read off the one-loss teams.
Okay.
All right? Texas, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Everybody else, Arkansas's got two losses. Florida has three losses. South Carolina has two losses.
Yeah.
But the one-loss teams, Texas, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. I think we'll see one, if not two teams out of that make Atlanta. Then the undefeated teams, and there's eight of them in the SEC currently.
Right.
And that's Ole Miss, LSU, Missouri, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M.
Yep.
Is it fair to say that we could see a one-loss team? Are two of the one-loss teams make it to Atlanta over the undefeated teams currently? I think so.
So, Heath, you just mentioned it right there. The eight undefeated teams, please give me who you think of the eight that is undefeated is the worst team in the SEC of the four win teams.
You know what? I'll say this proudly. It's not Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Vanderbilt's a good team this year. Let me think on that one. What do you got, Steven? Who do you think?
Mississippi State.
I'm okay with that answer.
I am just not sold on Blake Shapen. I'm not sold on this Mississippi State offense yet. And I'm not sold on Mississippi State's defense. I don't think they have been tested. There were a lot of times in the Arizona State game where Mississippi State played putrid, and outside of those chunk play touchdowns, Mississippi State only had 192 yards of offense and only 3 points. Outside of that, they had those chunk play touchdowns, and two of those were blown coverages. How many of those are you going to get in the SEC? And then when you go and look at the Northern Illinois game this past weekend, Northern Illinois gave Mississippi State 3 opportunities early in the second quarter of that football game to extend its lead at halftime. What did Mississippi State do? 3 and out. I am still not sold on this Mississippi State offense. And I have to say that even though they are 4-0, they are very lucky to have escaped the Arizona State win, and they are going to really have a rude awakening, I hope I'm wrong, Saturday against Tennessee.
Yeah, there's so many things to look at. I am least impressed with LSU. I know they had a big win this weekend.
Yeah.
But until they figure out things on that offensive line, and I think they, of all the teams in the SEC, they've got the less to figure out. I don't know if they got the right mixture out there or got the right guys in the right seats. They might need to move another guard over or move the center to guard, whatever it might be. But I just don't think they got the right people in the right seats or the right people in the right position just yet. I think they can figure that out. I think they can gel. I think they can start winning. But with that being said, Garrett Nussmeier was supposed to lead the conference in passing this year. Yep. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Caden Durham, we heard all offseason how LSU's going to run the ball and Caden Durham's going to be awesome. And that toe injury was a fluke last year, and LSU's going to dominate the run and they're going to lead the conference and run the football.
Yeah.
That's not the case either.
No.
And, you know, the two Andersons, Aaron Anderson and Nick Anderson. You know, Nick Anderson, when he played at Oklahoma, said almost every single wide receiver record for a freshman at Oklahoma, got in the transfer portal, was injured last year, got in the transfer portals at LSU, thought he was going to blow it up this year. Some people thought he was the biggest player in the transfer portal. I was given some of that hype. He's done nothing. Yeah. Aaron Anderson has done little.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this LSU offense, man. There's something big time wrong with it.
Yeah.
And it's just not the offensive line. And that's why I'm having the least faith in LSU. Did they fall a spot this week in the polls? I think they did. I think they went from 3 to 4. I'm just shocked they're not dropping down even more.
So, Heath, I am going to let you decide, and you've got to pick this one, okay? Because this upcoming week, we are going to definitely preview A&M and Auburn. That's one night. Another night, we've got Alabama and Georgia. That's another night. And then LSU and Ole Miss. That is three evenings. We've got one more slot open. Who is going to take it? Arkansas, Notre Dame, or are we previewing Tennessee and Mississippi State? I'm not making that pick. That's on you.
Well, I'll say this. I think Arkansas fans have kind of checked out. I think some Notre Dame fans have kind of checked. Why are they even ranked? Seriously, why are they even ranked? I mean, Charles Barkley said it best. That's two ugly girls fighting.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone cares about Arkansas and Notre Dame. I don't even think Notre Dame and Arkansas fans care about it. So,
all right. So you want to do Mississippi State, Tennessee?
By default, I think we have to.
Okay. All right. So that is going to wrap up this segment of the Stingray Show. We have one segment left. And what we're going to do on the other side of this break is we're going to finish it up with you guys talking about the college football history for September 22nd. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, finishing it up right after. Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again, at 205-799-0192 to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha Agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577. Or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha Agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Hey, this is Ray.
Never a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Your old pal Spooky here, welcome you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods, through an old junkyard, through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look
look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
Welcome back, SEC fans. You're listening to the Stingray Show here on Tide 100.9. And this is the part of the show where Steven asks me random questions of things that happened today in college football history.
Yep.
I have no idea what Steven's about to ask me. He has not prepared me or given me a hint. I don't know Jack Diddley Poo Squad or what he's about to say. What do we have today in college football history?
Today is September the 22nd, and back in 1963, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this one so that we can move on. Memphis and Ole Miss tied in a game 0-0, and it was the only blemish on Memphis's undefeated season, and that was Memphis's undefeated season for the first time since World War II.
Wow. I do know years ago they used to play at Crump Stadium. That's where Central High School is. They used to have the basically what the All-American game used to be for high school players used to be played at Crump Stadium every year in Memphis. Fran Tarkenton played in that game. I want to say Joe Namath played in that game way back when. But Memphis and Ole Miss played there at Crump Stadium there at Central High School. Before they built the Liberty Bowl, and some bad SEC officiating happened, Steven. It was fourth and goal, only a couple of seconds left in the game. I think 2 seconds or 3 seconds left on the clock. Ole Miss ran the ball up the middle, got stopped on the 3-yard line. Officials yelled touchdown as they ran off the field. It was an SEC officiating crew. Memphis lost the game.
Imagine that.
Tell you, this is not anything new what SEC officials do. It's not anything new. It's been going on well before our lifetime. And hey, I'm going to be a half century old this year.
Yep. And it will probably be going on even after we're done.
Well, yeah, when we're long gone, it'll still be going on.
All right. Heath, can you tell me what emotional thing happened in college football history on September the 22nd of 1971.
Oh, 1971. USC had some good teams at Southern Cal back in the day. Notre Dame had some great teams back then, along as Oklahoma and Alabama had some great teams. Was it any of those that I mentioned? Was it a rivalry game?
It is a Group of Five school today.
Today. Hit me with it. That's before I was born. What do you got?
Nearly a year after the plane crash that killed most of the team, the Marshall Thundering Herd won an emotional home opener against Xavier on September the 22nd of 1971. The 15-13 victory was capped by a game-winning touchdown pass with zero time left on the clock.
Wow. You know, the plane that took down that Marshall team, and we've seen the movie and we know the story. Originally, Mississippi State was supposed to take that plane after the LSU game in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And something happened, and the flight got redirected, and they went to pick up the Marshall team, and that's what went down. Absolutely horrific. All of that. Man, I know it's a fun movie to watch, but that's still so horrific.
It is. But
just think about you're losing your entire team to a plane crash. That's just horrible.
All right. When we move to 1991, can you tell me what record was broken? And I think the late, great Mike Leach would be very impressed with this stat.
1991. Did Miami break this record by any chance?
Iowa Wesleyan.
Well, Mike Leach might have been at Iowa Wesleyan at the time. he coached there.
You know, he might have been.
I got a feeling he probably was, because they went to Valdosta after they left Iowa Wesleyan. But Iowa Wesleyan, that's where the air raid started, and someone brought an air raid siren, and that's why they started calling it the air raid offense, is because some fan brought a siren to the games because they were throwing the ball all over the yard. What happened on this date? Because I guarantee you it probably was Mike Leach.
Dustin DeWalt of Iowa Wesleyan set the NAIA record for pass attempts in a football game in a game against Harding with 86 passing attempts.
Whoa.
Can you only imagine how bad that shoulder hurt after that game?
Guess who was the offensive coordinator in 1991 at Iowa Wesleyan?
Leach.
One Michael Charles Leach.
Wow.
So there you go. Wow. You said 89 attempts?
86 attempts and total offensive plays, 99.
I heard Mike Leach say this, or someone talk about Mike Leach saying this, and they actually shared the interview with me, that he never once called a running play.
Right.
You know, he only called concepts. It was either right, left, or run, pass. And it depends on how many people were inside the box, outside the box, and where those people were on the field that determined if you ran the pass play left or right, or if they were outside the box, that you did the run play.
Yes.
And so, but he said, in all my years, I never once called a single running play.
All right, Heath. We will finish up with two more history-making things that have to deal with Mike Leach during his time up on the Palouse of Washington State. In 2019, UCLA completed a huge comeback against Washington State when they were down 32 points to defeat Washington State 67-63.
Man, that's insane.
Unfortunately for Mike Leach, a year earlier on this exact date, the controversial non-call there at the Coliseum, where there was a potential targeting in the USC Washington State game on a helmet-to-helmet hit on Gardner Minshew, in which the Trojans prevailed 39-36, the fallout revealed inappropriate contact during the game between the Pac-12 executive and the officiating crew, and led to the accusation from Washington State coach Mike Leach that the league was biased and trying to manipulate game outcomes. Imagine that.
And what's going on in the SEC this past weekend? SEC officiating.
It all goes back around, my friend.
It's not anything new, man. We did not intend to talk about it every segment. We talked about it every segment. It's just so glaring. Stop lying to us.
Yes.
Stop lying to us. We know what's going on. We know the play. And then you're going to do it in front of our face. I mean, Stephen, we're not going to talk about politics on the show, but it's kind of like somebody says, oh, this is not what's going on, and you keep doing it over and over, and we're like, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I've always said for years, you think Washington is dirty, look no further than Birmingham, Alabama at the SEC office. And I will leave you with that.
Wow. I think you're right, Stephen. We take officials, we no longer have conference officials.
Yeah.
And we also make them have media press conferences after the game.
Right.
And I think a lot of this goes out the door and out the window almost immediately.
That is all the time that we have on the Monday evening edition of the Stingray Show. The next few episodes that we're going to do are all going to be focusing on week five matchups tomorrow evening, which is Tuesday. We're going to be doing a preview of the game in Starkville between Tennessee and Mississippi State. We will be joined by Steve Robertson and Ryan Silva to dive into that matchup there in Starkville tomorrow evening, right back here on the Stingray Show. Have a wonderful Tuesday, West Alabama.